Franklin is a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Franklin, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going? How are you, man?
All is well, Franklin. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I've been watching your show for
about
6 months.
I'm sorry?
And, man, you've really opened up the eyes to a lot of things, like forgiveness. I still have a little to learn, you know, because I'm still young. I'm 34 years old.
Right.
And I still have, you know, a little battle with forgiveness because I don't, you know, I really don't understand it yet because I see my life still being affected by, I guess, the things that I've done in my life about not forgiving my father and all that stuff. So I just have, just a few questions about forgiveness. What is forgiveness to you?
What do
you get along with everybody? Or does it mean you get along with your father? You know,
what do you need?
Or what does that mean?
What do you need to forgive your father for? What did he do to you?
I did watch your show, and I did kind of do what you said because it's true. You know, you're supposed to ask for forgiveness. You're supposed to have forgive people.
Yes.
And I did. I mean, I didn't really understand it. I did on the basis of what you said and God speaking to me that's really the truth. But I didn't really do it. I have full understanding, so I'm not sure what comes from that. I mean, my father's a busy person, so I can't have a relationship like that, and he has another wife who's not my mother. So it's kind of hard to have a close relationship with him.
You don't need a relationship with him. You're an adult man. You just don't need to resent him.
Right. Yeah, that's what I came to. That's what I came in terms with. That I'm a man. I'm supposed to deal with my own family.
What did he do to you, Franklin? What did he do to you?
I'm sorry?
What did your father do to you that you need to forgive him for?
When I went to say forgive, I forgive him. I just it was a conversation we were having with my sister. My sister's trying to preach to him about God, and then I came to terms with him. I just said it out of nowhere. I said this and that. I forgive you for not showing me how to be a man. You know, about marriage, about how to have what's supposed. Because I was a person who.
Franklin.
Now that I think about it.
Hey, Franklin.
Yeah.
What did your father do to you that you need to forgive him for?
Well, like I said, I never knew how to deal with women. You know what I mean? I never had a conversation with him about that because he wasn't a godly man, obviously.
But that's not.
You know, I guess.
Franklin, that's not what you're missing from your father. Your father didn't know how to deal with women himself, according to you, because he didn't stay with your mother, right?
Yeah. Well, my mother died, so he came to the U.S. He's from Ecuador. I'm from Ecuador also. So he came to the U.S. and got married to my stepmother, and she mistreated me. She used to beat me and all that. So, and then he married again because of that. You know, he left her because of that, and he married the wife he has now. So I'm not sure what, you know.
And so when he married the second woman, were you an adult then?
I think I was about 12.
So you had to live with another stepmother?
Right. She was okay, though. She was fine.
Right, but she still wasn't your mother. It doesn't work.
Right.
And so are you married now?
Yeah, I'm married. I've been married about 8 years now. So
your wife control you?
She used to,
Does she still control you?
No, she tries to, but she sees that I'm living the right life, so I'm guessing that's helping me out a lot, because before I used to be a little boy, you know.
You have children?
Yeah, I have one kid.
With her?
Yeah.
Did she already have kids when you married her?
No, she was young. She was 18, I was about 22.
Oh, okay. And so...
Yeah.
How old were you when your mother expired?
I think I was about 1 year old.
Oh, okay. It's hard on kids to lose a mother at that age, man. That's terrible.
Right.
Here's what is missing. You know, you said that your father, you're right, your father wasn't an example, perfect example for you, but he couldn't help it because he resented his mother, too. And so, so he's looking for something that women, trying to get love from a woman because He lost that with his mother, and he think that that's where he's going to get it back. But what is missing is the love of a father. And so, and so you need to realize that your father couldn't help himself, and just forgive him. Just like, you know how your wife controlled you at one point, really controlled you. You became the boy, and she became the mama.
Right.
And you couldn't help it. Remember, you, the same way with your father, he couldn't, he cannot help it. He couldn't help it when he put another woman over you. He couldn't deal with her right, so he couldn't help it. And by understanding yourself, it will help you to understand your father, and you will forgive. You will stop hating him for that. He literally could not help it.
Right. Now, how do you know you hate him, though? Because I don't have no resentments about him. I like you said, I've come to terms and realize that he couldn't help it because he was led by the devil, you know, by the evil one or Satan. Because he didn't understand. But I I've known already.
Have you gone to him and told him, you know, that you tell him, Father, now that I understand, I'm sorry for holding things against you. I understand now why you did what you did. Why are you the way you are? Did you tell him that?
I did. I mean, I'm not in any new words, but I did say, you know, like, I forgive you for not showing me how to be a man, and I know you couldn't because you guys didn't have God the right way. He's still Catholic. He's still Catholic to death, so. But I wasn't trying to change his point of view. I just, you know, let him be him. And we do conversate when we have the chance, so, you know, I've never disrespected him like that, but.
And so how is life for you right now?
I would have liked to have him, because he's like a person that, you know, he doesn't call his kids, or he doesn't come visit. I'm guessing I have to do it, but it's just it's weird because, like you said, it's when it's another mother involved, it's a little bit difficult. I don't know. It's just,
also, Franklin, it's not this idea that he doesn't call your kids or he doesn't come. That's a woman's idea. Men don't do all that. Men don't think that way. They don't feel that way. And it doesn't mean they don't love you and your kids. And when he does come to visit or you go to visit him, it's going to be fine. It'll be fun. But this idea that, oh, he needs to be acting like a woman, you got that idea from another woman. That's not the way he should be acting.
Right, it could be for my wife because she does bring that up. So maybe, you know, I'm bringing that for my wife. I don't really feel like I need to, but it's because I know it's not a normal family. If it was my mother, my father, and then of course it'd be another story, you know.
Well, you got to stop listening to your wife because whenever you listen to her, you're gonna suffer.
Right.
Yeah, those are your wife's ideas. Those are not your idea. You should listen to God and not to her.
Right.
And when I say listen to her, you listen to her, hear her out, correct her when she's wrong, because women are closer to the earth, and so they can pick up other negative vibes really well because they're all into that. But you correct your wife when she's wrong. You don't take on her ways.
Right. I mean, I don't say that in front of her, but it's, I mean, yeah, you're right. I can't excuse myself. And it's true what you're saying. I've seen a lot of, I've thought about it and through the word and then through, you know, God speaking through you through the spirit. So you feel, you know, God telling you this stuff, but I guess it's difficult for me because, you know, I have doubts of forgiveness because I still do struggle with fear in my life. Like, you know.
Are you doing my silent prayer video?
I've watched it. I mean, I haven't really.
What's suffering? Suffer.
Suffer.
Because only God can draw you in. Only God can help you. I can't help you. I'm just pointing you back to.
No, I know. I just wanted to see where you're coming from. That's all. I have a relationship with God.
But you don't. Hey. Franklin. You're not going to be able to have a relationship with God until you forgive your earthly father.
Right. That's what I'm saying. How do I know I forgave him?
Because you have peace.
You're right. I mean, I have peace, but it's
You need to do the silent prayer, man. You need to pray so God can continue to separate your imagination bring you out of Satan's thoughts and his ideas and his ways.
Right.
It's a spiritual thing. Franklin. I'm sorry?
Yeah. I was going to ask about the prayer because to me, I read the Bible. I'm not the thumping. I used to be the thumping Bible preacher. I've come to terms now that it's within. But how, because Christ said, and Paul says in his letters to give thanks in everything and, pray. But you never hear what you said, pray in silence. It's just.
He tells you to
pray that Christ prayed that, so he prayed with words and.
No.
For God's
no,
will, so.
He does tell you to be still and know God, right?
I mean, I think I remember that passage, not too, but I think I have read it.
And so when you do the silent prayer, you're being still and allowing God to reveal things to you and guide you, while the Holy Spirit, which is inside of you, will teach you all things as well. Because you don't know what to pray for. You don't know what to ask for. You don't know what you want. And so he'll provide for you, but you got to be still and let him do it. You got to do the silent prayer or you suffer and die.
Right.